Hi, I'm Ron Cheddar, Director of the Peace Corps. For more than 45 years, the Peace Corps has helped communities around the world. Volunteer Voices is a collection of audio stories from just a few of the more than 182,000 volunteers who have served since 1961. For more information on the Peace Corps, go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey Driver, by Talia Kwok, Peace Corps China Volunteer, 2005 to 2007. Read by Talia Kwok and Zhang Rui. Saturday evening, and I'm hitching a cab ride back to my school. The first words out of my mouth reveal me as a foreigner. It's the usual struggle trying to get the driver to understand where I want to go. But for once, this isn't about language barriers. The driver and I exchange the usual trivialities.
What country are you from?
America.
Oh, your Chinese is very good.
Right, that's why you didn't understand me when I got in the cab.
Are you a student?
No, I'm teaching English.
How much money do you make?
1,500 yuan.
Really? That's not very much.
I'm a volunteer.
How old are you?
24.
So young.
He was a friendly man who laughed easily and often. In the usual manner, he weaved in and out of the thinning evening traffic, abusing his horn like a professional, or a maniac, depending on your take. Unlike many in his profession, he initiated the conversation and kept it going.
I'm from right here, of course. Live here all my life. Can't say whether I like it or not. We don't think about it like that. Not in this business. I was born here, it will be where I die. What's the use of saying I like it or dislike it? There aren't other options. If I say I like it, what do I know? I have never been anywhere else. I cannot say I dislike it. It is my family home.
I sat quietly, feeling a little sorry for him, and not a little guilty for the miracle of an opportunity that allowed me to be sitting in his cab at that moment, tens of thousands of miles away from my family home.
America is a great place. How much do people make in America?
It's hard to say.
Well, just average. As a teacher, 3,000 a month?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, it's much more than here, for sure.
Yes, but it costs more to live in America also. I can eat a good meal here for 5 yuan. The cheapest meal would cost $5 in America. He nodded his head appreciatively, as if that's what he had wanted to hear. He had taken a shortcut, winding through a back street that I only vaguely recognized, but knew was faster than going down the main roads. So when we arrived at my destination, I was a bit disoriented and surprised. After realizing that it was indeed where I needed to get out, I began simultaneously fumbling through my pockets for the fare and clumsily falling out of the cab.
No, don't worry about it.
What? I looked at him uncomprehendingly for a moment. No, here! I exclaimed, thrusting my wad of crumpled bills towards him.
No, keep your money. You're here doing good things for China. Thank you.
He spoke quickly as he deftly leaned across the passenger seat, pushing my hand forcefully out of the cab. Next thing I knew, he had shut the passenger door. I helplessly stood there, looking flabbergasted. Only moments before, he had disclosed to me that he made a mere 200 yuan a month, a sum so low I was sure I must have heard wrong. And now he was refusing to take my money. He waved a cheerful goodbye, hit the accelerator, and then he was gone. Thank you, Mr. Taxi Driver.
Thanks for listening. Are you in a classroom? Do you want stories written just for your class? Enroll in the Correspondence Match program through Coverdell Worldwide Schools. We can connect your class with a Peace Corps volunteer serving in any region of the world. For enrollment and program information, visit us online at www.peacecorps.gov/ws/correspond.